From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the United States met in Tokyo on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean crisis. The North Korean made that the South Korean Foreign Ministry Special Representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs said they all denounced North Korea's threatening peace and stability of the international community with missile launches and threats of nuclear war. The spokesman also said they agreed to warn North Korea to stop any additional strategic provocations and will take strong punitive measures against Pyongyang if it goes ahead with such provocations. The meeting between Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. comes a day before the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing at the White House for the entire U.S. Senate on the situation in North Korea on Wednesday, at a time of growing tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. President Trump spoke by phone to leaders of Japan and China on Monday to discuss concerns about North Korea. On Tuesday, North Korea will celebrate the anniversary of the founding of its military. There are concerns the communist state will celebrate the holiday with a nuclear test and intercontinental ballistic missile. The U.S. Treasury slapped sanctions on hundreds of employees of a Syrian research center, and yet Western analysts say develops chemical weapons like those thought to be used by government forces against civilians in Syria's long-running civil war. The sanctions come 3 weeks after a suspected sarin gas attack in Syria's Idlib province killed at least 87 and wounded more than 300 others. This is VOA News. In France, presidential race, the nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen announced that she is temporarily stepping down as the leader of her National Front party so she can run as a candidate for all the French. Her move follows Sunday's vote when French voters put her in a presidential runoff with centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. While both were close in the percentage of presidential votes they received, neither garnered an absolute majority, so a second round of voting will be taking place on May the 7th. U.S. President Donald Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but he told a group of conservative reporters Monday he is willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project rather than insisting it be included in negotiations to avoid a government shutdown this week. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I can't guarantee. But I think that the work that Director Mulvaney and others have made in these negotiations has been very positive. They feel very confident that won't happen.
The current spending plan for the U.S. government operations runs out at midnight, on Friday, leaving Trump and congressional negotiators just days to reach an accord on funding priorities through the end of September. The World Health Organization, says trials of a new malaria vaccine will take place in three African countries. The announcement was made ahead of the UN's World Malaria Day Tuesday, and as Henry Ridgewell reports, the chosen theme for this year is a push for prevention.
Malaria remains one of the world's deadliest diseases, killing close to 500,000 people every year, mostly in Africa. So the testing of a new vaccine called RTSS has been greeted as a great step forward. It's hoped that 360,000 children will be vaccinated between 2018 and 2020 in Kenya, Ghana, and Malawi. The $50 million trials in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi are being funded through a network of NGOs and global institutions. Far greater investment will be needed to roll the vaccine out globally if the pilots prove successful. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Anti-government activists in Venezuela blocked thoroughfares in the capital and several other cities Monday, continuing a fourth week of street demonstrations to press leftist President Nicolas Maduro for new national elections. The details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.